Adelaide three-piece Donnarumma. Look what I've done. Donnarumma. Donnarumma. They've made their mark in the local scene with their goosebump-inducing, delicate but powerful folk music. They're now headed in a rockier direction, moving away from their roots. The frontman from the band, Lewis, joins us in the studio now. How's it going, Lewis?
I'm going pretty good. It's very morning-like.
Morning is hard.
Morning is hard. I found this the hard way.
And speaking is hard sometimes. And sorry that I bungled up the name of your band.
That's okay. You're not the first.
So you've been working with the trio for a year.
Yep.
And you've been working on some new material. Tell us about why you're shifting from folk to rock.
We recorded... Well, we started the band back in last March, last April, and then we recorded in July. We finished the record, and then we just released it. It took a whole year to release the thing. But I guess that whole thing was very... we were kind of this rock band, but we had this sort of roots-influenced... Or I still had a lot of, like, rootsy, folky influence sort of back of my head kind of thing. And I know that I always change... I always like to change. I always like to change my sound and never like to do the same thing twice. I feel like, you know, reinventing it yourself is kind of necessary for me. And so I guess a lot of those sort of back influences from years ago were still just like lingering on. But now I guess with like the writing that we've done and the gigging and being a band together, we've able to sort of like really know exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why we kind of went in that direction, and it feels really comfortable for us as well. So we got these songs we're recording next week. And, so really, really looking forward to that as well. And really looking forward to showing them to everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was it hard, though? I mean, you know, delving into a different genre and trying new things?
Not really. Like, I've done it before. Like, it's super, like, and Anthony, the bass player, and Max as well, the drummer, we've all been other bands, rock bands, you know, and different types of rock as well. So, like, we're totally, like... It totally feels great for us, you know. It feels kind of just not easy, but feels very just like comfortable. But we're still like challenging ourselves at the same time.
And is this stuff that you've grown up with that has inspired you?
Yeah, well, like we've been listening. Well, I've been listening to a lot of like old Arcade Fire, a lot of old Kings of Leon, a lot of it's very like the bands that aren't cool now, but they were cool like 10 years ago.
That's cool.
But like, not saying they're not cool right now. It's fine.
You'll bring it back in.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not. I don't know about that. Don't want to sound.
No, that's really cool, man. And yeah, we just played an Arcade Fire song. They've definitely shifted themselves. They're doing their own reinvention. What are some of your favourite tracks from their old back catalogue?
Well, I just love the Funeral album entirely. I think it's just like a great start to finish. All has like a theme. Mm. Lyrically and like sonically. Been saying that there's always like different pieces like from other albums that I love. I like the first song I listened to was Wake Up, and I only listened to like that about a year ago, and I was like, oh wow, that's awesome. Mm. And when I listen to something like really, really cool, I don't want to like dive into it straight away. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm gonna like listen to it for like, I'm gonna like not listen to it for a month and just like let that be, and then listen to it again, and then just like keep like, I don't know how to say it, but like just keep like slowly moving towards it. Don't go straight into it. For some reason, I've always done that way, because then I don't know. I was like binge watching. I would just binge watch or binge listen to the whole thing, and then I'd just be like sick of it. Yeah. So I just like, I don't want to do that when I like find an artist that it's like awesome. So that's what my head's really weird.
That's great, and I think I agree. Yeah, it's very easy to consume things and throw them away. But actually taking the time to dip your toe in slowly over time and really come to appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And also I think the good things are worth investing in. You know, they take time, don't they, to...
Of course, yeah. Yeah. I guess that's why I was really proud of the EP that we released, but it took like a whole year to release it. And we had a final product, but we weren't super sold on it. So we kind of like took it back and redid things, and then we were super sold on it. So like... It's really nice to just like take your time with things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how has it been going from being a solo musician with all the glory to being in a three piece?
It's great. But like in saying that, every now and then when I do a solo thing, like what I'm about to do, it's always very terrifying.
Oh, right.
And because I was just so used to being the solo guy, and then I got a band, and then I'm like, oh, I don't need to worry about other things, like talking like after a song. Like I was like, I got no one on stage, and like was used to that, and now I'm just like, oh my god. And But yeah, been saying that the guys are great. Awesome.
And have they challenged you?
Oh yeah, we went on tour in July for our EP, and that challenged me. It was great, but like we're like brothers really, and so like we'll just like fight the most stupidest things, but then we just like say I love you to each other. You know, it's like that kind of love.
Yeah, it sounds like working in such a close, you know, creative endeavor is really like a marriage or a family.
It is very much a marriage. Everyone thinks that me and the bass player Anthony are like gonna get married. And, like, we are probably basically married. We're like an old married couple. That's how much we fight. But we, like, love each other. So, yeah.
And we're going to do a Facebook Live video. You've got brought in your guitar.
I did.
And just to undo everything we've said about moving in a rockier direction, you're going to go back to your roots and play something kind of folky for us, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'll probably do, like, a folky version of stuff. But,
so
yeah.
If you want to check Lewis out, yeah, we'll get that mic on for you. Head to... Breakfast on Radio Adelaide, that's our Facebook page. He's got his guitar, Lewis Donnarumma. When you're ready.
Yeah, I dream for reality that she'll be right next to me. She'll find out the meaning of a sinful man like me. Yeah, I dream for her kiss, singing the songs of the devil like a lips, and I've memorized all her lyrics. I sing to myself, 'cause you're my beautiful woman, 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 woman. You're my beautiful woman, 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 woman. Yeah, dream for the fight, gateway ticket to the garden delight. But overgrown grass, no, it doesn't mind a sinful man like me. Yeah, I dream for the night, or scratch you away to perform tonight. Look out, 'cause here are the signs. Sometime, what you gonna make me mine? What you gonna give sometime? What you gonna make me mine? What you gonna give sometime? What you gonna make me mine? What you gonna give sometime? What you gonna make me mine? What you gonna give sometime? What you gonna make me mine? What you gonna give sometime? What you gonna make me mine? What you gonna give sometime? What you gonna make me mine? Beautiful woman, 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 woman. You're my beautiful woman, 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 woman.
Oh my goodness, what a treat. Some live music in the Radio Adelaide studio. Lois Donnarumma, amazing.
You're right.
You're right there, you're trying to fiddle with the chords.
Adjust my volume. Oh, there we go.
Oh man, that was powerful.
Yeah, sorry for the... I couldn't hear it. I was like, oh, it's probably because my headphones aren't on. Anyway.
No, that was excellent. Is it difficult to sing like that first thing in the morning? How do you get the energy?
Oh, you got some pretty interesting vocal warm-ups.
Yeah?
That you do.
Can you do one for us?
Yeah, sure. Why not? This is the exclusive Donnarumma vocal warm-up. You basically do sirens. And,
oh, yeah?
You go just to, like, activate your range, I guess. And you just go, like, and I'll probably screw it up.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, you go, like, oh, fuck. That's exclusive vocal warm-up.
Wow, that was great.
It's not really that great. I did it wrong, actually.
And does that kind of make you realize if there's like it might your voice might break a little bit or something while you're doing it?
Yeah, well, I was just like driving to the bus stop and I was doing it and I was like, I sounded like an 8-year-old. I was like, ah! I was like, ooh, it's going to be great.
Oh, that's great. And the ones that you do on radio are even sillier.
Yeah.
Like, to get the jaw moving, you go, awful, Arthur eats animals.
Oh, see, I was never about that. I was never about the words. Screw that. I just want to sound as ridiculous and effective as possible. Yeah.
So it sounds like you're on the right track with, you know, warm-ups and things like that. Do you get any help? Do you have lessons? How do you prepare?
When I was, like, started out as a musician, I got lessons and stuff, and then I kind of just stopped. Then I took all the information that I needed and I used it for myself. But I took all the necessary ones, I guess. But yeah, that's all. Yeah, like for like even gigging, it's weird because the band actually performed some of the new songs we're recording next week on Monday at the Grace Emily with open mic night. And it was the first time ever where I actually felt a bit nervous because usually when you do it for so often, because I do this as well as like cover gigs for money.
Mm.
And you kind of just get used to the feeling of performing. It's not, you know, it's not as scary as what it first was. But then for some reason, like the first time in so long, I just felt like, oh my God, this is not cool. This is like, you know, and it felt so weird. But it was really, really nice because I haven't felt that feeling in a long time.
What do you think it was?
I think just because it was just new material. It's just like a vulnerability and, you know, you're, things are probably going to, you know, go wrong. And that's kind of, but it made it really fun.
Yeah, well. That's true. You got to have the butterflies sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. So I missed that actually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, so that also might be why you're sort of going in a slightly new direction, challenge yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just do things differently. And that's what I've always just been trying to do. But yeah, that's just kind of me.
Yeah.
I get bored.
Excellent. And you've got a few gigs coming up.
That's very true. What have I got? We got this Friday, actually.
This Friday? Dan Sultan, what a legend.
I know, right?
You're supporting him at Fat Controller.
That's awesome. I couldn't believe I got it.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Yeah. Should be heaps good. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else coming up?
We got some more gigs, you know. We're actually playing in Melbourne next week. Don't worry about that. This is Adelaide we're talking about. yeah, if you go on the Facebook page and stuff like that, we got an announcement for a show that's been selling pretty good, I think, and it looks like a really good lineup. So that will be announced very, very soon. I can't give you all the details just yet.
That's all right. We'll follow you on Facebook, shall we?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Should we sign off and end with one of your tracks?
Sure. I'll play a song called Into the Moss. Was off the EP that we did.
When you're ready, Louis.
Lantura, 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 da 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 da. Oh, she dances all the way back to town. Oh, with her thumbs up and her pennies down. Oh, the long hair down to her thighs. Oh. With the back pocket with a little surprise. She gon' lie, she gon' lie, she gon' lie, she gon' lie. Landura, Landura, so want your love, but where is your heart? Ooh, baby, gonna dive right in the moss. Yeah, I want that feeling, but where did it go? So, ooh, baby, you're gonna dive right in the moss. A place you don't know, really want to be. Oh, but the truth, you're gonna go and set yourself free. Stick it out to the end, or out there in my deep looking bed. Are you tired of this? Who I never, never, oh, I want to love, but where is your heart? Live.